Mayor Marvin Junkin made an impassioned plea for long-term vision during the January 30 Pelham Town Council meeting, but members were against the idea of committing any money to a future Civic Square. While the idea of prioritizing such a public space in East Fonthill was shot down last year due to cost, by following the language in a new staff report, no money could be committed to it at any point in the next 4 years without a supermajority vote of council to reverse it. Junkin said that this was excessive, lacked vision, and suggested placing $20,000 in a reserve fund to be at the ready if a grant opportunity came up in the future. As he did earlier in the meeting, Junkin stood down as leader of council to second Councillor Wayne Olson's motion to keep a faint hope of the project alive when no other member would. I just want to remind council, yes, we are responsible day to day, but we are responsible for a vision of this town, Junkin said. When you look at that particular park and say, yes, we will eventually get to the point where we are going to be physically able, and wouldn't it be nice to know that this council kept the vision alive? I don't want to be part of a council that has no vision for the town. While councillors came around to the idea of removing the term stipulation, something that Pelham Today described as unprecedented and undemocratic in a recent editorial, there remained no appetite to place money in reserves for the project. I for one am concerned. I don't need a legacy for my term on council to be, oh, we passed a project and it sank us further in the hole, said Deputy Mayor Wink, leading council with Junkin standing down. Our finances are going to be tight over this term of council, and I would suggest they would be tight for the following term of council if projections are correct. Nisnik asked Sow David Cribbs what $20,000 would accomplish in this case. It's really just creating a savings account, the Sow said, stressing that most of the money for such a project would certainly come from upper-level government grants. All I can say is, you either think that our economy is about to get worse, in which case in Canadian political history grants go up, or you think it isn't, in which case, presumably, the town's growth will be relatively robust and that may well provide the revenues. I see fees staying put. Olson also found support from Junkin on his request to revisit the town's structure for integrity commissioner complaints. As it stands now, residents who file a first complaint with the integrity commissioners are not charged a fee. A second complaint comes with a $100 fee, and a third costs $300. While staff said the structure was put in place to reduce frivolous or vexatious complaints, Olson favored a fee-free structure that could possibly use informal mediation sessions. I prefer to stay with what we came up with, Ward 3's Bob Hildebrandt said. Ward 2's John Wink agreed, saying many complaints during the last term of council were found to be frivolous. It's not broken, but here we are trying to fix it, Sow David Cribbs said. Ultimately, only Junkin and Ward 3's Shelley Nisnik supported Olson's idea. YMCA asks for cash. The YMCA of Central Niagara made a presentation to council asking for a financial commitment from the town. While the facility is in Welland on the Niagara College campus, officials from the Y said 21% of its users are from Pelham. Information graphic presented to Pelham Town Council during a presentation by the YMCA of Central Niagara on January 30, 2023. Town of Pelham. They appeared to be facing a tough sell. I can't see taking tax dollars for this, Olson said, while Wink added that it's currently not financially feasible for us. Nisnik, however, hoped a compromise of some kind could be reached. This is the closest public indoor pool other than Brock University to use. I would hope council wouldn't shut the door completely on this, she said. I'd hate to see you close, Nisnik added, citing the recent closure of the St. Catharines YMCA. Cribb said that a reasonable approach would be to see what the City of Welland provided the YMCA first before deciding on any donation.